Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing 2B, R-0-2B by Kurt Vonnegut Jr. The story was first published in the Worlds of If science fiction magazine from January 1962. I listened to this as a recording on LibriVox because this story is now in the public domain. 2B or 0-2B is set in a future utopia. In America in about 200 years, this story says that the world's population will be brought under control. There will be no war, no famine, no death, no disease. People will live long and happy lives. But as with most utopias, we get to a point where something is wrong. We realise that there's something a bit dark underneath, something a bit sinister. Perhaps a bit sinister to our standards, but something sinister nonetheless. Combined with the limits on population, with the long lives of the world's citizens, we have a programme of state-sponsored gas chambers. Now, this is voluntary, so if you feel like you're ready to take that next step, you can dial this number, which is 2BR0-2B on your phone, and you can volunteer to die. So this all sounds great, all sounds wonderful in a kind of sinister way, but then we get to a point where triplets are born. What we find out is that it is a one-in, one-out system. So if you have a child, then it's expected that someone will have to volunteer to die. And they usually say that this is usually an elderly member of the family, usually maternal grandfather, something like that. They usually volunteer, it's a tradition thing. But when it's triplets, there has to be three volunteers. So at the end of this story, we get the crisis point with the father. He's deciding what to do, how he's going to get these three volunteers, and it's a great little twist. Now, I'm a huge Kurt Vonnegut fan. He's probably up there as one of my favourite authors. If ever I can't think of an author to read, if I'm stuck for something to read, Kurt Vonnegut's always my go-to guy. He's got one of my favourite characters. He doesn't appear in this, unfortunately. The reoccurring character, Kilgore Trout, who's the greatest science fiction writer who ever lived, who could only get published in pornographic magazines. Now, I recently reread God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater by Vonnegut, and this story is actually referred to as a story by Kilgore Trout. It's not actually the same story. The plot that he gives is different, but it's obviously a name that Kurt Vonnegut was interested in. I mean, you know, we've got this idea of population growth, the idea of death, and the idea of trauma, death, all these kind of things permeate throughout Vonnegut's work. He was obsessed with how the world would end. And not to give too much of a spoiler on his novels, but most of them seem to end with the end of the world in some way, shape or form. Have you read it? What did you think? I'm on Twitter, it's at JL Cronshaw. You can also follow the show, it's at Short SF Review. I'm on Goodreads and Facebook, it's John Cronshaw, it's John without an H. And if you're enjoying these shows, please take a moment to visit my website, leave a comment, it's johncronshaw.com, or you can leave some feedback on iTunes. So until next time, cheerio.